Be cruising right now. You can get up to 40% off every guest only with Royal Caribbean. Don't miss out. Book now. T's and C's do apply. A broken down truck at Bexley on North Bexley Road, a Slade Road, causing very heavy traffic conditions. It's in Lane 1 southbound. And as for a broken down car in the M4 tunnels, just past Wattle Street, one of two eastbound lanes is closed, and that is Lane 1. It's the MY19 model clearance at Volkswagen. Get the Tiguan 132 TSI Comfort line from $45,990 drive away. T's and C's apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au. Ian McRae, traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
If I told you one action could save the world, would you believe me? By planting a single tree, you can help cool the climate, reduce air pollution, provide homes for native wildlife, and make your community a better place to live. So be part of something big by doing something small. Join volunteers across Australia and get your hands dirty this July 28 for Planet Ark's National Tree Day. To find out more, visit treeday.planetark.org.
Ever dreamt of owning a share in a racehorse? Running in the world's richest country race? Well, the Kosciuszko Osco is back, and you could win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race on Everest Day, October 19. To enter the draw, purchase a $5 Kosciuszko Osco ticket on the Tab app or at your local. The Kosciuszko Osco. Tickets on sale now. Entry open to New South Wales residents only. Visit thekosciuszko.com.au for details. Racing New South Wales authorised under New South Wales permit number GOCSC 1042. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1800 858 858.
Sky Sports Radio presents the very best in racing every day. Just like Wentworth Park when Feral Frankie strutted his stuff in the Group 1 Vic Peters.
Here comes Frankie! Feral Frankie in the centre moved up in the lead. Feral Frankie has won the Vic Peters!
And the Peter Mosman final produced a surprise upset.
Starter right hit the lead! Starter right too strong!
Greyhound Racing every day on Sky Sports Radio.
When it's over.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
10:05, racing today at Warwick Farm. Mark Jones is the track manager. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
How's the day at Warwick Farm this morning?
You know, quite fresh early, around about 4 to 5 degrees, but look, it's going to be a lovely day. Around about 19 degrees. Look, not a cloud in the sky, so excellent day for racing.
All right, now the rail, where have you whacked that today?
Yeah, the rail's 5 metres, 1,000 to winning post, and 3 metres the remainder. We raced only 1 week ago, 7 days ago, and the rail is out 3 metres the tyre circuit.
All right, and you've rated it officially as?
Yeah, we're a soft 6 with a penetrometer of 5.26.
All right, and how's the grass holding up? Because you've had a bit of rain, haven't you?
We've had a bit of rain. It's probably been 8 or 9 days since we've had rain, so the track's been slowly drying out. We did race on a heavy 8 only 7 days ago, but the track pulled up quite well, particularly for a heavy 8. There's still plenty of grass on the track, although we've had, you know, a fair few frosts, and it's looking a little bit wintry. There's still a really nice cover of Kaikeri and also the rise. So, look, I'm really happy with the track for this time of the year.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mark. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark Jones, Warwick Farm track manager, now joining us, Jared Middleton from the Tab. Morning, Jared.
How are you going?
I am well, thank you. We've got Paul Joyce. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Jared. Yeah, beautiful day in Sydney, and we're into a soft track, which we haven't seen for a while at the midweek, so pretty excited about it all.
And Ray Hickson's got 7 winners as well. Morning, Ray.
We can only hope. G'day, fellas. Jared, special guest for a Wednesday. That's pretty good. Looking at that penetrometer, I'd be thinking it couldn't be too far off a soft 5 because I think we were 5.31 or something like that yesterday, and now we're 2.6. So we know it's drying out, which is only a good thing.
All right, let's look at the first there today, and we pull out number 2. There you are, 4 Shielded, 5 Royal Marine, and 6 Magnate.
Number 1, Splendid Surprise, $2.70. 3, Rotator, $2.10. Then we go down to number 7, Special Snap at 6. Arakwal, 23. Ruby Tuesday, 7. Tumai, $23. And number 11, Writing Unexpected, is a $34 chance. Look, Rotator fans, there were some fans yesterday. It was $2.70 to $2.50 pre the scratchings, but today they want to be with Splendid Surprise, $2.90. $2.70 and best backed outside the top 2 in the market. Not a drop for anything else.
Yeah, look, speed in the race is interesting here. There doesn't look too much of it on paper. I think Special Snap crossed and led the other day, so I expect her to go forward. Splendid Surprise is on pace, at Kensington on debut, so he'll probably use that soft gate. But it's hard to find much speed elsewhere, maybe Two Mile, maybe the first start of Ruby Tuesday. Not sure, but I wouldn't expect too much pace in the first race.
It's looking that way. Look, I'm going to go with Rotator again. I think the scratchings have helped her cause quite a bit. A field of seven, as opposed to a field of 11. She just got too far back. She was really badly positioned in the run there last start in the race won by Lucicello, who had clear running down the outside. She didn't really get out until it was sort of, the race was all over. Yeah, she hit the line pretty well. I think this is a different setup, obviously. I wouldn't think Blake Shinnard allow her to drift too far away from the other favourite, Splendid Surprise, and that being the case, I think this is the first start in a maiden. The rest of them have been in group or open class two-year-old races, so this is her chance. Splendid Surprise, the obvious danger for me, number one. Look, he was beaten by what looks like a fairly handy horse in Covert Operation on debut on that heavy 10. Obviously, we're dealing with a soft 6 or a little better this time. Special Snap number 7 improved last start going forward with the blinkers on, and I don't expect her to do much different. She'll run another good race, and look, Ruby Tuesday, the other one, the first starter, her last trial at Hawkesbury was quite sharp, and a note, she was engaged in a race at Gosford tomorrow, and they've elected to run here, so that could be a pointer. I'm not going to go too far and wide this race, Paul. 3 from 1, 7 and 9.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray, keeping it fairly simple here. 1, 3, 7 and 9. I just went the other way with the top two picks. I thought Splendid Surprise will be in the better spot in the run from that gate. He'll put himself right on the speed. I think Covert Operation is certainly well above average, the horse that knocked him off on debut. And I expect him to run a really bold race with the big danger, obviously, the three Rotator. She does look to have better form when you go through the likes of Splintex, Exceedance, Enforcement. Last start at Kensington, she certainly had excuses, as you mentioned, and she's back on a better surface today. So she can certainly give Splendid Surprise a real scare. But I just thought where they'll be in the run, you could make a better case for Splendid Surprise. Number 7, Special Snap, I agree. Good effort last start at Canterbury behind Having Fun. She was caught in the last bound. She'll give you a good side up on speed with not a lot of pressure expected. And I struggled to find a fourth pick, but number 9, Ruby Tuesday, off that Hawkesbury trial back in mid-June, you could certainly throw her into the numbers. 1, 3, 7 and 9 in the first.
Now, Mitch Bannis has gone 3, 1, 7 and 10, race 1, 3, 1, 7, 10, the second. Excellent proposal. Number 5, Battle Guardian, 12, Special Snap, 13, Living Rocks and 14, Ruby Tuesday.
Number 1, Elusive Eagle, $13.03, Shielded 6, Academy also 6, down to number 6, Kimpembe, $41, Nombuso, $34. Number 8, Royal Marine, $3.90, joint favourite, with number 9, Saturn Sox, $3.90. Number 10, Le Cosmo, $4.60, Glamour Fox, $10, 12, 13 and 14 are out. So the money's pretty evenly spread here between the top 4 in the market. Of those, Royal Marine is a firmer, 5 into 3.60. Now it's back to $3.90, but was 5 post scratchings this morning. And outside of the top 4 there, Elusive Eagles had support, 18 into 13, the top.
Yeah, look at the speed in the race here. I think you just got to go generally here because there's no obvious leader as such. Royal Marine, Nombuso, Elusive Eagle, Academy perhaps. And you'd have to throw Le Cosmo into the mix there. So there's sort of 4 or 5 that will just roll forward without any fireworks up front, I'd expect, right?
Yeah, this could be one of those races where the lead could be up for grabs. I think the Snowden stable has a strong hand here, and I'm going to go with number 10, Le Cosmo, on top. Now, this filly's had 3 starts this preparation and has run second on each occasion. 2 starts ago, she led at Warwick Farm and was run down by On Her Word with Having Fun behind her. Last start, they settled her off the pace at Gosford, and I just thought the run was left a little bit too late behind Turnstile. She gets to 1,200 metres, drawn well, has that ability to be up on the speed if required. So I think she'll run a good race, and it's a good chance for her to break through. The stablemate number 9, Satin Sox, as the danger, she won over Turnstile, who beat Le Cosmo last start at Kembla when she was resuming as a reasonably well-supported favourite. I think the improving track's in her favour, and Barrier 1 with a claim for Sam Clinton, although Sam can't claim, unfortunately, with the 56. Number four, Academy. Interesting first starter. He's a half brother to the Snowden trained Smart Edge, as a matter of fact. And I thought his trial at Warwick Farm wasn't too bad. I know it looked like he was being pushed along and asked for something from Robbie Dolan, but it was only a 798 metre trial, and this is a 1200 metre race. I think things are a bit different. He's got that soft gait as well. I'd expect him to run well. And 8 Royal Marine in for fourth, comes out of the Lucicello rotator race from the Kensington track last start. So look, 10 on top from 9, 4 and 8 from me, Paul.
Yeah, same four numbers, different order. 9, 4, 10 and 8 for me. I'm with Satin Socks on top. Had to be impressed with that first up win at Kembla, where she got back from a wide gate off the 1,000 metre start there, which is very tricky to do. And then she really put them away late with a sharp turn of foot. And there's been a stack of winners come out of the race. So she looks as though she'll get a lovely run here, and she's the horse I've got to beat. I thought the 4 Academy was the one we've just really got to watch betting moves and maybe get some late mail out of the track there on how he parades. He didn't have the blinkers on in that last trial, but I love the way he worked home late. And now with the blinkers going on, shows a fair bit of intent for his first start. So keep him very, very safe, Academy. Number 10, La Cosmo, getting close to running out of chances. But, you know, she puts herself in the right spot. She could take up the running here. She's certainly not doing anything wrong. She's just not winning races. But she's always fighting it out. And I suppose we at least give her another chance today. And number 8, Royal Marine, can certainly improve off his debut effort behind Lucicello and Roman Wolf. 9, 4, 10 and 8 for me.
On to race 3, full field.
Number 1, Clever Nick, $8.50. Watchdog, the $3.30 favourite. Screamer, 17. High Mist, 13. Hoot Hustler, 34. Nacho Libre, $8.50. Weekend Affair, $5.50. He's a given, $4.80. Kelvin Side, 17. Artistic Beauty, $7.50. It only wanted to be with one the whole way through betting here. The get off runner Watchdog was $4.20 to $3.30 yesterday and has held that quote today. Best back by a country mile here. Not much for anything else.
Yeah, it looks to get a lovely run here, Jared, and you've got Huey Bowman to ride. The blinkers come off Watchdog. He's had a little freshen. But from barrier one, I've got him basically think third defence. In a race where there's not much speed, a Nacho Libre and Artistic Beauty, the two that perhaps roll forward and give Watchdog that gun trail, the rest of them all tend to sort of have midfield or worse racing patterns. So just not much pressure in this mile race.
I saw that exactly the same way, and that's the reason why I think Watchdog will be very hard to beat. I don't think he's a genuine miler, but I don't think this will be a genuine mile. He's got barrier one and Hugh Bowman. The last time he raced over a mile at Warwick Farm, he didn't have the best of runs and was only beaten a length, and then he's gone back in distance his next two starts and been placed at midweek level. Last start on a heavy 10 in the Stella Sea Sun Cyber Intervention race, which if Cyber Intervention was in this race, you'd imagine he'd be quite short. So, look, despite the fact, as I said, I don't think he's a real strong miler, I think this is his chance. Number 6, Nacho Libre, I think will be fighting out the finish up on the pace, particularly if there isn't a lot of speed as we expect. He was run down and safely held by Cinquedea last start, and obviously that horse has gone on and run well in town since. Weekend Affair, number 7, pretty costly but very consistent type of horse. I think the pace probably beat him last start at Canterbury, but he's a horse that's certainly running out of chances. And number 8, he's a given. He was a winner at Warwick Farm over 1,400 metres last week. I think the heavy track was his edge there, and I think he's starting to lose that a little bit here, but he always runs well on his home track. So, look, we'll go 2 on top from 6, 7 and 8, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've 2 on top, 2, 7, 1 and 10. You know, I think there's a price point where he'll get too short to really have a decent bet on because he's only won 2 from 16. But he's been placed another 10 occasions. He's going to run a big race. He maps perfectly. You've got Hugh Bowman to ride. The form line you mentioned through Cyber Intervention looks strong. So at the moment, I think he's a definite bet. But yeah, there will be a point where he just gets too short for a horse that doesn't have the best win strike rate. And it will be some query at running at a really strong mile. But it looks his race to win, and he should get every possible hope. 7 Weekend Affair. Just about dropped off him. I was on him 2 starts ago. He was unlucky there behind Travancore. I was on him last start. The tempo wasn't on. He was a bit unlucky there behind Silent Explorer. So his turn will come. But I do prefer him around the 1550 at Canterbury rather than a mile here at Warwick Farm. And again, he's got a very poor win strike rate, 3 from 31. The one, Clever Nick, well, the tempo and the race map certainly doesn't look to suit him today from a wide gate, but he loves soft tracks. He has good second-up figures. He's down in grade here off his first-up run behind No Escape and Fuel. And with the claim for Sam Clennon, he gets in well, so he's probably my knockout if you want a roughie. And number 10, Artistic Beauty, well, she can definitely take advantage of a lack of pressure here. And down in the weights with Robbie Dole on the board, if he has her zinging along up on speed, turning for home, and gets a few of these big-weighted horses off the bit, I think she'll give you a great sight at a bit of a price. So I'll go 2, 7, 1 and 10 in the third.
Mitch Manners likes the two. He thought it was his best bet. Watchdog over 7-8-1, 2-7-8-1. His numbers in the previous 9-8-10-3, 9-8-10-3. The fourth, we pull out 3 Snips and 10 Impetuoso.
Number one, Front Sight, the $2.15 favourite. Quick Finance, $15. To number four, Loosened Lap, $10. Not a Bad Idea, $51. Wimlar, $7.50. Econdrite, $5.50. Debate, $12. Nuke, $7. To number 11, Rex, $26. Power of Wexford, $26. And Mornay, $31. Our favourite here, Not a Bad, Front Sight, is best back comfortably, $2.25 into $2.15 post scratchings. Also, good money for Nuke at the $7. Wimlar trimmed up a point, $8.50 to $7.50. And even Mornay with Blade, $41 into $31. A red result for us as it stands, but Front Sight certainly best backed them by quite some distance.
Look, I don't think he'll be able to dictate terms in front here, Front Sight. I think he'll probably have to take a trail because there's good speed in the race. I think Quick Finance could definitely make a beeline for the front. Rex will go forward. You've got the roughie down the bottom there, Mornay. She's been racing up near the speed of late. And you even look at a horse like Wimlar from Barrier 2. I don't think she'll sort of sit back and wait. I think she'll push forward early. So the favourite, Front Sight from Barrier 1, should lob into a good trailing position, but I wouldn't expect him to get a soft lead, right?
Yeah, that's okay with me. You know, I think we get to... I mean, his four starts today, he sat second, led second and second. You know, he doesn't necessarily have to lead. He had the easiest of soft kills at Wyong, second up, at his first run out of town. And you just look at the form around his previous runs. He's split Embracer and Undoubted, first up at Warwick Farm. On debut, he ran second to Colding. He's got the form on the board. He's got that confidence boosting maiden win under his belt, and now we get to find out what sort of a racehorse he is. And while he's getting towards being a little on the skinny side, I can't go away from him. I just think he's a very progressive horse, and as I said, we get to find out what he's made of. Wimlar, number six, I think will run you a good race. She chased home Hortbury on her last start at Canterbury and will be fitter, and with that on pace sort of pattern of hers, I'd expect her to give you a good sight. 7 Econdrite is the horse I'm interested in from a betting perspective, just to sort of see what support there is from the stable, because we haven't seen her at any official trials. She's first up since April. She was nailed by Mizzy on debut at Canterbury after leading. I think the 1400 metres first up is suitable. And like I said, I think if there's any move for her, it would definitely be worth respecting. And in for fourth, number two, Quick Finance. I think coming back to 1,400 metres is probably in his favour and getting onto a slightly better track. But look, one is definitely the horse to beat, Front Sight, from 6, 7 and 2. Paul?
Same numbers again, Ray, just a different order. 7, 1, 6 and 2. I'm happy to gamble on a Condrite, but I will have a bit of a caveat on there. I do want to wait and see what happens. So I want to see a little bit of money for a bit of support. Maybe a positive push from the yard. What I don't want to see, or what I don't want to happen, is for anyone to jump on now and take the current odds and then see a drift 3 or 4 points 20 minutes before the race, because I think then we'll know that the 1400 first up on a soft track is going to be too much for her, and her targets will be further down the track. But, you know, let's just take it for what it is. 1400 first up, no official trial, suggests to me that Chris Wallace certainly put the work into her. He's got Huey Bowman booked for the ride. And she's always been a filly who's promised to do a lot. She had a pretty good first campaign. She culminated with a win at Gosford, but she ran a very good second on debut, as Ray mentioned. Another good second up there at Hawkesbury behind Taj. And, you know, if she's furnished and matured during her break, she could certainly come out and win this first up. The big danger is the one, Front Sight. He's got the form on the board. It's the right sort of form. Gets the gun run here. And he's got 60 kilos to carry, but I think he's better than most of these and should be able to carry it. The 6 Wimlar, she'll certainly prove off her first up run behind the very talented Hortbury on her. She's mapped to get a lovely run for Blake Chin from Barrier 2. And number 2, Quick Finance, race, covered it. He's back to 1,400, is perfect. He'll make a bold run up on speed. And Jackson Morris obviously knows him pretty well. So I'll go 7, 1, 6 and 2 in the fourth.
All right, Mitch has gone 1 from 4, 9 and 7, 1, 4, 9, 7, race 5, takeout number 10, Yulisaba, 14, Shanghai Patrol, 15, Podium Bound and 16, Never Been Another.
Number 1, Carp Fever, $5, 2, Macdonife, 7, Keep Up, 41, Snippet Speed, $4.60, to Winnicott, a $4.20 favourite, Elaborate, 12, Latin Light, 41, Perfect Rhyme, 26, Toulouse, $71, to number 11, Anarchy, 41. Leadu 16, Bedivere $4.40 and 14, 15 and 16 are out. Here the best backed are Snippet Speed and Bedivere from Tewillica. The fluctuation lead there is Bedivere has been 550 into 440 today. So Bedivere and Snippet Speed the best backed.
Yeah, usually tactics come into play in the 2200 around Warwick Farm. Bit of a mid-race move or at least some pressure going on early, generally the case. The obvious speed map, you've got Elaborate going forward, Latin Light, and Perfect Rhyme, who's drawn the widest of those on-pace runners. She probably just works across and leads for the apprentice Chris Williams. So that's the way I've mapped them here, Ray.
I'm sticking with the Chris Lees, Brenton Abdullah combination here with number 13, Bedivere. You don't really want to go back and watch the replay of its last start at Gosford when it was runner-up to Snippet Speed, who's obviously opposing him again. He was just well-supported there on that occasion, starting $3.40 favourite, and he saw more of the outside fence than the inside, and which is a bit strange from his middle gate. He just got stuck there and had to work, and he was still finding the line, even though he'd had that hard run. Thinking Brenton Abdullah goes on, hopefully he can get into a nice spot. And I think he's a very good chance of turning the tables on Snippet Speed with a turnaround of about 2 kilos. Obviously, Snippet Speed I have to have in as the main danger. He's going to get a great run from Barrier 3 there. And if I think Bedivere is a good chance, I have to have Snippet Speed in there because he did win that race by 2.5 lengths. Outside those, number 1, Carp Fever comes back from a win at Randwick on a heavy track over 2,400 metres, which I thought was probably slightly beyond him, so coming back to 2,200 metres at Warwick Farm on a soft track, there's plenty of ticks there. The only minus there, I guess, is he goes up 7 kilos for the drop in class. And number 5, Tewillica, I'll put in for fourth. I backed him in the Stayers Cup on that heavy track, and I just think he found the 3,200 metres in those conditions just a little bit too tough. Again, coming back to a slightly better track and lesser class gives him a chance. Whether he might be at the end of his preparation is the question. But, look, I think 13 will be very hard to beat Bedivere from 4, 1 and 5. Paul?
Yeah, tricky race, they always are. I went 1, 5, 2 and 4. I just thought the obvious play was about Carp Fever at the each-way odds, coming off a dominant Saturday win over 2,400 metres. He was always the horse you wanted to be on in the run. He just seemed to relax and travel for Rachel King. That was the first time she'd ridden him and held off our candidate with a big gap back to third. And now drops back to a midweek benchmark 70, home track, loves Warwick Farm. He's been here 4 times. He's never missed a top 3 finish. So I just thought he was the sort of obvious play here at those odds, number 1. The 5, Tewillica, he's never been a horse of mine. He's all of a sudden found some form at his last 4 starts after just being a battler. His run in the Stayers Cup was very good, and his run before that behind Fanciful Top was really strong in another strong Saturday race. So he's certainly, you know, deserves to be in the market and in the mix in a race like this. Number 2, Macdonife, he should be ready to do something. 3rd up off a let up. He's last up 3rd behind Attorney and Matau. He was certainly good enough to mix it with these. And you've got Hugh Bowman to do the steering. If it's a tactical affair, he's the jockey you want on. And the 4, Snippet Speed, yes, Bedivere didn't have much luck behind him last start, but, you know, he put him away and put him away well. And he should get a lovely run again here off a soft gate. So I'll go 1, 5, 2 and 4 in a typically open staying affair.
All right, and Mitch has gone 13, 1, 4 and 2, 13, 1, 4 and 2. Go to the next event now, race number 6. And here we pull out Judge Jude, number 3.
Number 1, won $6, a point Percy, 41. And number 3, Judge Judy out, 15 cents by 13 cents the deduction there. 4, Rendiki, $101. 5, Think Free. Joint favourite at $2.60. Darcy's Affair, $34. Handspun, joint favourite at $2.60. Tycoon Street, $9.50. Unknown Universe, $12. Show Me the Honey, $16. And 11 Strike Rock, $26. It's been a really good betting race all the way through, particularly for the top two in the market. Handspun, very well back throughout betting. Best back runner on the program, back. But there has been support today for Think Free as well. To join their Handspun at $2.50. He's in from $2.90. Handspun's been $2.50 to $2.60 post-scratching. Tycoon Street, the other firmer, post-Judge Judy coming out. It's been $13 into $9.50.
Yeah, look, speed's interesting here because there's not a lot on paper, and obviously if you're a Handspun fan, you know, you want a little bit of pressure up front. Looks like Unknown Universe would lead. Show Me the Honey. He can over race, so that may put a bit more speed into it. A Point Percy may use that inside gate and kick up. So there's the potential for a bit of speed. I think Free just lobs in for a trail. Oneness went forward last start. Didn't do much, so I don't think they'll press forward on him today. I was a little bit up in the air, Ray, but yeah, nothing obvious on paper.
Yeah, I couldn't find a whole heap. And obviously Judge Judy coming out... you know, takes away a little bit as well, because you could only imagine it would have pushed forward. Look, I'm with that potential lack of speed in mind. I went with number 5, Think Free, another one for Chris Lees. Comes out of the same race as Handspun, won by Call Me Royal over Faistos a few Saturdays ago at Rose Hill, and that was on a heavy 9. And I think that the improving track is in Think Free's favour. She's unbeaten on soft ground. Including a soft 6 win at Newcastle back in March. Look, she was only a length off them at the finish there, and Handspun was a couple of lengths behind. I know the race probably wasn't set up for Handspun to be hitting the line any better than she did, and I know she ran the fastest last 600 of the race. But I don't know, this might be a similar setup. I know the 1,400 metres at Warwick Farm is a little bit different with that straight run to the home turn, as opposed to turning all the time like you are at Rose Hill. But look, the way it maps, I think Free's a very good chance to beat Handspun home again. But I think the market's got it right. Handspun is the big danger. I think getting back to Warwick Farm is suitable. She did win there 3 starts back over Elmo, over 1,300 metres on a good track. So again, the improving track's in her favour. I think they're the logical two. I think number 9, Unknown Universe, is a little bit underestimated. He's won 3 of his 5 starts, obviously out of town. This is his first start in town. But he did a good job on the speed there last start at Gosford, and as Paul said, he'll put himself right up on the pace. Number 1, Oneness. I think we can forgive last start on the heavy track, and prior form was good enough to suggest it can be in the finish there somewhere. But I think the market's got this one right. 5 from 7, 9 and 1. Paul?
Yeah, very similar. 7, 5, 9, and 1. I'm leaning towards Handspun, though. I just think the Huey Bowman factor could make a big difference here. He'll be alert to the potential lack of speed. Probably put Handspun as close as he can get her while keeping her comfortable. Lovely soft gate, strong Saturday form lines, Call Me Royal, River Bird, and then obviously the last time Handspun ran at the midweek, so she was a good winner here at Warwick Farm. And I just think the improving soft track is probably more in her favour than the 5 Think Free. Although they'll both definitely relish the fact that they're getting off heavy tracks today. And Ray made a good point. You know, they're coming through the same form race, and Think Free beat Handspun home last start. So you can certainly make a strong case for the second favourite, Think Free. But I'll be leaning the way of Handspun today. Number 9, Unknown Universe. I do think he's a value runner. He'll give you a great side up on speed if you want to play that way. And number 1, Oneness. I'll put him in for 4th, although, you know, the race fell away, I thought, outside of those top 3. And he's a horse who probably the firmer track is the big tick for him. 7, 5, 9 and 1.